If you've come here looking to find a politician, I'm afraid you've come to the wrong place. A politician, after all, is someone dedicated almost exclusively to the will of the political parties, the money people, the advocates of special interest, and others of those possessing a bit of stature and aristocratic appeal within the political establishment. A statesman, on the other hand, is someone whose political activity is connected first and foremost to the acknowledgement of God and the dictates of conscience. With Christian diligence, we trust, hope, and pray for some discernible measure of responsible, God-honoring conduct to be restored within the Virginia State House, that statesmanship might once again grace the political proceedings of our Commonwealth. But the fact is, statesmanship, such as it once was, no longer exists here in Virginia, and it has not existed to any relevant degree for well over 40 years. Today, more than ever before, it is critical that ordinary citizens rise to the rescue of this glorious old dominion. Indeed, her moral foundations remain intact. Those founding tenets are adequately reflected and permanently embedded right there in the opening paragraph of Virginia's founding charter for all to plainly see and acknowledge. And yet some are calling it a sign of the times that our private and public expressions of those right, sacred principles are no longer recognizable, pummeled by decades of political abuse, defiled by those in power under an obtuse, theocratic, New Age doctrine of moral abstinence, and a host of other intrusive, pseudo-religious inventions imposed by the state. There is, however, a capable remedy available to those who might choose to accept it. Together we must give the Virginia General Assembly what it truly needs, what it deeply lacks. A person of character who isn't afraid to acknowledge God, who isn't reluctant to subordinate himself to the preeminence of God's authority. Someone who is able, with competence, to stand before the assembly and speak in defense of those inalienable, self-evident, God-given rights guaranteed to each and every one of us under the Constitution. Someone whose candidacy is able to spark a revival of the true moral strength and purpose of the people. Someone who believes in the ascendancy of mankind, the equity of all human life, the presupposition of biblical principle, and the supremacy of our natural rights. Someone who, in fact, recognizes what is truly missing at the heart of Virginia politics, and though he is sure to face every possible disadvantage, backed by little more than a prayer, he nevertheless raises both hands to heaven and proclaims, "Here am I, send me." If someone like this were on the ballot, win or lose, for better or for worse, one thing is for sure. It would finally give the people of Virginia a bona fide reason to get out of bed and vote on Election Day. And for voters in House District 44, thanks in part to the work that has already been accomplished by ordinary citizens moved by the dictates of conscience, the choice given to us on Election Day 2013 will certainly be worthy of remembrance. Voters will be asked to choose whether to abide silently under the rule of those who advocate the establishment of one neo-secular state religion to rule all religion, or instead to invoke the fundamental right of religious freedom that is due each and every one of us. Whether to tolerate the murder of innocent human life under the bearing of those who advocate the continuance of abortion, or instead to step forward with courage and demand the equal protection of all human life as the Constitution in fact requires. Whether to accept the encroachment and state-imposed adulation of homosexuality by allowing those in power to inappropriately endorse and idolize this barren, sterile lifestyle, which is clearly unbefitting of mankind, and which is certain to produce negative consequences for the human family, or instead, to restore a proper understanding of marriage, affirming the essential purpose it serves in terms of helping to ensure the good health and maintenance of the human family and the righteous, wholesome raising of children. While there is much more that could be said on these and other subjects, my advice to voters is simply this. look at where Scott Sourvell, the Democrat incumbent, stands with respect to each of the great moral challenges Virginia is sure to face in the coming years. Then look at where I stand. And on Election Day, as you approach the ballot box, be filled with courage, put aside the politician, follow the dictates of conscience, and leave the rest up to God.